back to Newman. Hello, beloved, and welcome once again as we look into the wonderful truth of the living God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us as we're considering and thinking about these last days and the circumstances and conditions that are existing, which God's Word told us would come to pass. We're in the book of 2 Timothy, the last book that the Apostle Paul wrote before he went into eternity. He was writing to young Timothy, a young man that had been a mentor of the Apostle Paul, that is, he had taught him and instructed him. Paul had allowed Timothy to travel with him, and Timothy was now pastoring a church, and Paul was writing this last letter to him just a short time before he would be put to death. And so Paul's warning Timothy about the terrible things that are coming upon the world in the days ahead. And, beloved, speaking of the last days, we're living in the latter part of the last days. The next thing that will occur, according to our understanding of God's Word, will be the rapture of the church. And then this world will be plunged into a time of 7 years called Daniel's 70th week, a time of judgment, a time of the outpouring of God's wrath on an unbelieving world, and yet at the same time, a time when many will be converted and turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be 144,000 Jewish ambassadors of the gospel of Jesus Christ who will go forth sharing the good news of Jesus. Many will be believing in Christ, and yet many of them will be put to death for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This old world will be turned into a one-world government. There will be a one-world religion, and there will be great wrath and judgment poured out upon this old earth like this world has never encountered or experienced since its creation. All of these things are coming to pass yet in the future, and God's Word tells us about them. Now let's notice, as we're picking up here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and finishing up on these things that the Apostle Paul warned Timothy would come about in these last days. He begins in verse 12 as he says, 2 Timothy 3:12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Beloved, if you're going to walk in a manner that glorifies the Lord God, you're going to be made fun of, you're going to be ridiculed, you're going to be persecuted. This was the warning that was given. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And, beloved, there are many false teachers today, many false prophets, many people today who are in the religious realm that are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. That's why you must study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Even as Paul told Timothy here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, he admonished him to know the word of God. Because, beloved, when you know God's word, you know the truth, and you know a lie when you hear it. Even though it may be mixed with truth, you'll know that it's not accurate. You'll know that it's not correct. That's one reason many Christians are led into false teaching is because they do not know God's Word. Oh, beloved, how important it is that you and I get into the Word of God every day and allow the Holy Spirit of God, who is our teacher and instructor, who indwells every child of God, to open up the Word of God and to instruct you in its truth. And you may be a babe in Christ, and there may be many things you don't understand, but the more you read the Word of God, the more the Holy Spirit will open up truth to you, the more you'll begin to comprehend and grasp and understand it, and the more you will begin to develop in your spiritual walk with the Lord. And so he, talking to Paul, speaking to Timothy, says, evil men are going to wax worse, that is, they're going to increase and deceive many and being deceived themselves. But, verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, that's the key to knowing the truth, is knowing the Word of God, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. It shows you what the truth is. Oh, there's many people that have their name on church rolls today here in the United States of America who are not truly born-again believers. They have a form of godliness, but they do not know the truth. They do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. They join the church for various reasons, but they do not know Jesus as their Savior. That's why he said, the Holy Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And then Paul emphasizes the importance of the Word of God as he tells us all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. All Scripture is profitable. As you read the Bible through, you'll go through a book like the book of Leviticus, and you'll say, I don't understand this book. It doesn't make sense to me. All of these guidelines about sacrifices, etc., for the nation of Israel, they were instructions that God gave to Israel regarding their offerings and their sacrifices and how God wanted them to walk in obedience to Him, because all of those things were pointing forward to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, to God's Lamb. Every lamb that was slain in Old Testament times pointed to God's Lamb, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, it's profitable, even the studying of those things that are difficult for our minds to grasp and comprehend. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And what's it profitable for? For doctrine. What is doctrine? That's the basic fundamental truths of God's Word, those basic truths upon which our beliefs are founded. That's doctrine. For reproof, that is, the Word of God convicts us of sin, points out sin within our lives. As you read God's Word, it will open your eyes to truth. It will help you to realize things that you're doing that is contrary to the will of God for your life. Oh, it brings conviction. It reproves, beloved, and then it shows us what to do about it. For correction, he says. That's the third thing it's good for. It corrects us. It shows us how God wants us to live, how God desires for us to walk. and for instruction in righteousness. It teaches us what is right and what is wrong, beloved. God's Word illuminates our understanding. There's so much confusion in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today because people do not know God's Word. They do not study to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, because they rightly divide the Word of God. And then in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3, he says, that the man of God may be perfect. That is, the word perfect means spiritually mature, that he may grow into maturity, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, that is, prepared and knowing how to produce that which will be pleasing and acceptable to the Lord, works that bring forth fruit to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Apostle Paul was giving these instructions to young Timothy, which are applicable to you and me today. Beloved, they're words of counsel and guidance and instruction for us as well. And thus we see the battle that we're in against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the deceptions of men, the deceitfulness of sin. And thus, beloved, as Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, soldiers go through basic training, and Christians go through basic training. It's the learning of God's Word. It's the learning to walk in obedience to the Lord. It's learning to overcome sinful habits and to have victory over the evil things that the enemy would try to introduce into our lives. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth, that's involved in this battle against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. What's he talking about? He's talking about how the things of this world can detract and keep you from living for Jesus Christ, for serving Him, for letting you focus upon Him, for His being the one around which your life revolves. Oh, beloved, it's so easy to get our eyes off the Lord, to get our eyes on people, to get our eyes on things, to get our eyes on materialism, to get our eyes on pleasure. Oh, there's so many things that can detract and draw an individual away from a personal relationship with the Lord. Beware and walk with Jesus. Till next time, goodbye.